This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You can't get fooled again.
In 2010, Forbes magazine accurately reported on the WHO's fraudulent response to the swine flu. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe declared the false pandemic is one of the greatest medicine scandals of the century. By their own rules, a pandemic requires simultaneous epidemics worldwide with enormous numbers of deaths and illness. 11 weeks into the outbreak, only 144 people died worldwide, and the WHO declared a pandemic. Just 1 month before, they changed the rules. You could now have a pandemic with zero deaths. And when questioned, they claimed the old rule never existed.
Now, there is some confusion here, and I hope to clarify. Having severe death has never been part of the WHO pandemic.
The WHO director, Dr. Margaret Chan, then went on to push left-wing politics, the redistribution of wealth for equity and social justice, and claimed that a welfare state is the savior of globalism. Over $18 billion was misallocated on this fake pandemic. In 2005, Dr. Peter Doshi published a paper entitled, Are U.S. Flu Death Figures More PR Than Science?, drawing upon data from the CDC. The CDC bundles together influenza and pneumonia and counts them together, which is strange because according to their own data, there are far more deaths caused by pneumonia than the flu. For example, out of the 62,000 pneumonia and influenza deaths from 2001, only 18 cases were lab-confirmed influenza, 0.03%. From 1979 to 2002, there were an average of 58 influenza deaths per year. In 2004, CDC Director Glenn Nowak gave a presentation wherein he called upon the media to state concern and alarm, predict dire outcomes, and urge influenza vaccination. The Flu Protection Act of 2005 required the Secretary of Health and Human Services to conduct public influenza awareness campaigns preceding every flu season. Sales of the flu vaccine began skyrocketing, bringing in billions of dollars to the manufacturers, all for something that kills, on average, less than 100 people a year. In 2007, the New York Times published an article entitled, Faith in Quick Test Leads to Epidemic That Wasn't. It explains how the same PCR tests being used now for COVID-19 misdiagnosed over 100 healthcare workers in New Hampshire and rang the bell for a whooping cough epidemic that turned out to just be the common cold. The PCR tests were never meant to detect a specific virus, and yet they are being used today to detect COVID-19. The CDC even admits that the PCR test will detect any viral infection as COVID-19, including the common cold. The current data from the CDC on COVID-19 shows the same fakery that we have seen so far. Just as the CDC falsely counted pneumonia deaths as influenza deaths in the past, they are now counting both pneumonia and influenza as COVID-19. You can see it clearly in the CDC's own data. Beginning in the end of March, right after the shutdown began in the U.S., pneumonia and influenza deaths dropped to zero, just as COVID deaths began to surge. COVID-19 is a quantifiable hoax. After years of unchecked big pharma fraud, we are witnessing their greatest swindle yet. And the amount of people wearing the mask only illustrates how effective their scam is. Will the mask wearers take the experimental vaccine for fear of what amounts to be the common cold? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies, some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWars. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
To overcome what the establishment has now openly announced. Now, we've looked at all the pieces and all the statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations, out of the Soros Crime Syndicate, out of Hillary's mouth, out of Obama's mouth, and out of their surrogates' mouths. And I've read what the Council on Foreign Relations has said, and the Financial Times of London, and The Economist, owned by the Rothschilds, and I've watched the Defense Department briefings with the different political wonks, and they've been 100% clear that they plan to contest the election. They believe they're going to lose in a landslide. There's a massive political realignment. The censorship has only pissed people off. No matter how many mail-in ballots they have or how much fraud, there is about to be a giant landslide. And top analysts, top professors, top political scientists who've been dead on picking the last five, six elections are all unanimous. Trump is going to win in a huge landslide. And I see Limbaugh and Hannity and other talk show hosts and even folks that are here on InfoWars Network who are great people going, oh, look at Kamala Harris. She is absolutely reviled. She was polling at 1% when they tried to make her the front runner during the Democrat primaries. The woman has more baggage than the belly of a 747. Boy, I tell you, this is really hurting their progressive base. Democrats are saying they're going to vote for Trump now. Ladies and gentlemen, they know they're going to lose. The strategy is to contest the election and have a woman they can claim is part black so that any criticism of her they can say is racist. And so they can then stir up civil war and race war in this country that they've already primed and ignited. And then they're going to have all the blue states secede, claiming, oh, we're going with the popular vote against the Electoral College. And then they're going to call the military by holding the country hostage and the stock market hostage to remove President Trump. And Nancy Pelosi said this a month ago. It was in the documents a year ago. You could see the preparation. I said during the Democratic primaries last year that it would be Kamala Harris because Jeff Zucker and Jeff Bezos and all of the big Silicon Valley gang and the Chi-Coms want her. Because she will do whatever they tell her to do, just like Joe Biden. So it's no longer, oh, InfoWars exactly predicted this over a year ago. We didn't predict it. They were all admitting that this was one of their main plans. And we didn't know they'd go with that plan. They've got a couple others. We said bio attack to lock things down, economic collapse, a big new war. Looks like they're going with all of them. They're playing every card they got. But the contesting the election, and then trying to drive Trump from power and surrounding the White House, that's something that I've been saying for 2.5 years every day. And if you remember the video that got me banned on Twitter, Lester Holt and everybody got up on TV with the head of Twitter and said, you know, Jones threatened to use battle rifles to come kill the media. They never showed a clip. I didn't say it. I said, after they overthrow Trump with a fake race war and by surrounding the White House and by threatening members of Congress at their homes, if the military goes with them, next they're going to come to conservative leaders' houses and talk radio host houses and Fox News people houses. And that scared them so much because I was saying word for word what their real battle plans were. So the first clip I want to play is from a couple years ago from the video that got me finally banned off of Twitter. Remember, it was the last holdout. AJ predicts civil war 2018. Here it is. They are taking over the U.S. They are creating the racial division. They are creating the sexual division. They are creating all of the admitted crises in this country in their own admissions in WikiLeaks. And they're horrified to see the economy coming back and all these good things happening. So they're going to throw their full force against America in an attempt to encircle Congress with 1 million people and then to begin violent actions to run the patriots in D.C. out of the swamp so they can reestablish it. They believe that they're cornered. They know humanity's waking up. And so they're going to launch their full assault of violence and intimidation and terrorist attacks, I believe, in this country. They've got all the Democratic Party talking heads saying, attack Trump supporters, bully him, kick him out of restaurants. And when you see the weak-minded people they've got lined up to support them and to chant, they're all professors or government workers or little scared leftists that bought into the fact that they were on the winning team and they were the cool group and they ran everything and they were going to teach flyover country and Christians and veterans and everybody. They were the ruling class. These people don't believe the dream of human empowerment. They believe in China and its enslavement of their own population. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe that they go kiss the ass of the globalists. They are in power.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
So that really scared them because it was dead on. So here's CNN last night. It's up on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden made the pick that maximized his chances of continuing to make the race a straight referendum on Trump, while also selecting someone whose resume suggests being ready to step in even when Biden decides to step aside. And the article's up on InfoWars.com. He's always been a placeholder. They want someone who is weak so they can put in whoever they want later. That's why Nancy Pelosi says, I will contest the election one way or the other. He will be out of there. Even if he won't leave the White House, we will have our own inauguration and seat our president, Joe Biden. She said, one way or the other, we will contest it. We will have the states secede, and we will put in Joe Biden. And I just played that clip probably 20 times saying, do you see this? And now we learn they war-gamed it, the Democratic Party, John Podesta, with the New York Times there, officially. So they're not going to do this. They're already in process with the programming and the brainwashing and all of it right now. And that's why I tune into talk radio. And everybody's like, well, Kamala Harris, everybody hates her. Trump's going to get in for sure now. And, oh, the guy that predicted Trump would win, the statistician, the professor, says he's even, you know, more of a winner now. And we've got all those graphs. And the odds are even better for Trump now. Absolutely. It's a landslide. And if they can't get over that landslide with massive electronic voter fraud, election fraud, mail-in ballots, people voting the names of dead people, they are going to do the next best thing. And they're going to say, we won the popular vote in these blue states. They're going to massively pack the ballots with. You know they're going to get the popular vote. Even though there's a landslide there because they stuffed the ballots in blue states. They're going to say, see, you're illegitimate. We, the people, demand it. And then burn down the cities. Attack the stock market so they think the average American will roll over and go along with it. Meanwhile, I saw a Washington Post article. Trump is insane. They didn't send a mail-in ballot to a dead cat or a dead dog. And, of course, they did. They're just sending them to any name they can scrape to any address. This is it. The next 82 days, all the cards on the table. We're in the middle of a New World Order lockdown. It's all a fraud. They're starting a race war. It's all coming to a head. And that's why you're meant to stay indoors in the political season. Don't go to the Trump rallies. Don't go out with your signs supporting America. Don't go out and support your local government, which the globalists already control but are fully trying to overthrow. You just sit there in your house while they take over. No. Go to the stores. Don't wear the mask. Hand out flyers. Educate people. March on the streets. Go bullhorn the city councils. They've locked down all the governments so you can't have that speech, so you can't be seen, so they can gaslight everybody and tell you that, oh, the lockdown continues because of a bad strain of COVID and thousands dying a day and Trump's been driven out because he tried to steal the election. That's why they put you in this otherworldly, bizarre atmosphere, thinking you'll accept the new normal is abnormalcy and tyranny. But we're not going to let it happen. We're still on air. We're still fighting back. They may censor everybody, including the president, off Twitter. But we're still here at Band.Video and on local radio stations. So use those outlets now. You are Paul Revere.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay. So we've seen Moody's and Barron's and the big bond rating companies come out in the last few months and say the election will be contested. The Democrats say they will contest it because of the COVID lockdown and the things they're doing in blue states, and because they're violating all these state and federal laws. Then Republicans are going to have to contest it. That's what the big rating agencies have properly said. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan came out and said that we won't know for weeks. Trump says, wow, we might have to postpone it till you stop the illegal stuff. They go, oh, no, you don't have the power to do that. We're going ahead, and we're just going to say that we've won and secede and declare the popular vote and see what the military does. That's a quote from John Podesta, New York Times. And then they're wargaming and propagandizing it and gaslighting, preparing the ground everywhere like this is their main push. It was Russiagate. It was Ukraine. It was all the Trump's a racist. Now they're moving to he's a dictator. He won't leave. If he doesn't let us steal the election, if he challenges anything, well, then we're going to burn down every government building in the country. Well, now, the head of the Federal Elections Commission, Ellen Wintrob, has come out and said, substantial chance of just this happening. And the Democrats are like, you bet, we're contesting it. We know there's a landslide. But again, we're allowed to contest. You can't contest our contesting. That's the pre-programming. What they say Trump is going to do, they're already doing. And again, I tune into talk radio. They have no idea this is even going on. And I don't want to be the guy here warning everybody. I don't want to be the guy here right about all this first. I don't want to see the whole country sucker punch. This is so obvious. But see, for a mainline Republican to say they're going to try to secede and they're going to try to have a race war and that they're going to, you know, that sounds too radical to people. Well, they are radical. It's what they're doing. And so it is what it is. So let's be adults about this and open the phones up. Starting next segment, I'll get the number out on this one issue. What do we do about this? As we can celebrate how she's a terrible candidate and how 1% of Democrats liked her in polls and how she's a total flip-flopper and how she said outrageously criminal things. Now she hates Christians and wants to ban all the guns. And I can play those clips where she says, I agree with Beto O'Rourke. We're going to ban all semi-autos. I'm going to sign an executive order. We can show you quotes where she says, we're going to hunt down Trump supporters and make them all pay for ever electing Trump. That's another talking point for the Democrats. MSNBC, CNN is, we're going to leave no stone unturned. We're going to burn down the populist movement that did this. But what do you think they did shipping our jobs overseas and trying to brainwash our kids with pedophiles and trying to abort our children, trying to break up our families? This is what they're always up to, but now it's out in the open. And so we can look at all the fake laughing and the emptiness of these monsters and think she's easy to beat. They don't care if 80%+ of black voters hate her. They don't care if she polled at 1% with Democrats. They don't care if she was for minimum sentences for black people. They don't care. They don't care because they're going to contest the election. They're going to try to install her, and then Joe Biden will step aside within 3 months of being inaugurated. And then the whole sexual division between men and women and black and white, all of it will be perfect. She's the perfect wedge, Obama 2.0. And the Clintons and the Obamas are running the whole show. They're headlining at the DNC, these demonic child trafficking mummies. Oprah Winfrey's going to be there, another all evidence points towards child trafficker. John of God running operations, Africa, orphanages, little girls, Hillary and the missing kids in Haiti, AP investigation confirming child trafficking by the thousands. I mean, these are stone-cold killers. They're already censoring everybody. They control most of the Justice Department. Everybody better understand, they're making their move. Because they know if Trump gets back in, it will be comeuppance. It will be vengeance. It will be their whole system dismantled. So they're cornered rats, and they're going to contest it. So what are we, the American people, going to do? What does Trump need to do? Hear from the head of the Federal Elections Commission. Now, when Trump says this, he's evil, but here she is saying it.
Let me just tell everybody, we're all going to need to take a deep breath and be patient this year because, you know, there's a substantial chance we are not going to know on election night what the results are, for possibly for the presidency, but maybe for many other races that are important to people. And that's okay. If it takes a little bit longer to count all the votes accurately, that's what we need to do in order to ensure that everyone's vote counts.
Oh! The bureaucracy's making its move. The big corporations are making their move. We've already seen the unified fraud with COVID, using fake numbers of dead that died of other things, saying 2.5 million would die when it's 160,000, lying with false positive tests, but the fine print says, oh, have you had a bacterial infection the last 10 years? Well, sorry, it says you have COVID. They don't care. They're making their move because they never get in trouble for what they've done. So people are like, oh, Kamala Harris says she'll sign an executive order and make everybody turn in all semi-automatic shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Why, she'll never get elected. Oh, really? They're going to contest the election, they're going to have the blue states secede, and then China and the globalists have won right there because it'll send the stock market down and break the country in two. Even if we're able to remove the Democrats and stop them and defeat them, they will still be destroying the nation in the process. And so what will the Justice Department and the Pentagon and all the good old boys do? They'll sit there and play golf and try to act like they're on both sides and just hope it isn't too big a disaster because none of them will stick their head up above the grass. And because of that, we're now a laughingstock and a corrupt, weak system like the Soviet Union. But doesn't even deserve Trump. And I'm not trying to be negative here. It's just that there's a normalcy bias with people that just think, oh, Kamala Harris, a total fraud, polls at 1%, she's a joke. They're going to contest the election. They're going to then say that the states are seceding along the popular vote. They've said they're going to have their own inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris at some undisclosed location. I played Pelosi yesterday. They're not joking. They're not joking. And when they try to burn down federal courthouses and shoot police officers, if the police fight back, they'll be arrested, so the police are going to stand down. And if citizens go out and fight back, the news will say we're terrorists. Hollywood, the mainstream media, the whole culture, it's all globalist, hate America, all making its move now. It will blow up in their face. It will be a disaster. It will trigger a bloody civil war that will be Alexander Soros and George Soros' final countdown and final Waterloo. But there's no reason to let this happen. If every person... it's extremely politically active. If every person listening tells people about this show and this live feed and these topics, and if we make other talk radio and Fox News cover this and make the president take it head on, they'll have to back down. And I know a blueprint to stop them. We'll cover it when we come back. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
So addictive and so interesting and so informative and so empowering. I know what's going to happen in markets before they happen. I know what's going to happen in politics. I know how men operate. I know how women operate. When you study history, you learn how cycles unfold. It's been said history repeats, and it does, but it also rhymes. We have a Republican who is really seeking to unify the nation. And you have the very same Democratic Party saying they're going to secede if he is reelected. Well, that's what happened with Lincoln when he was elected the first time. They just did not honor it. And, again, I've studied the Civil War. Both sides were in the wrong. Andrew Jackson was right, stopping the Civil War that almost happened 30 years before. Sam Houston was against the war. He was the governor of Texas and was literally thrown out of the building at gunpoint when he said, it's going to go on for years, it's going to kill our best men, and we're going to lose. Because they got five times the men, and they got all the factories. But British intelligence manipulated that. The North was doing stuff that was wrong. The South was doing stuff that was wrong. But the point is that Lincoln was the Republican president, and the South didn't like him being elected, so they began secession. The very same Democratic Party, I'm getting chills, is now trying to create a racial crisis again and is trying to have the blue states secede and is calling for the military to throw Trump out. Do you understand what I just said? And I know for the last week I've been saying the same thing, because it'd be like if a giant meteorite was coming to blow the planet up. In 6 months, I'd say, let's get rockets up with nukes. Let's try to blow it up. I mean, I wouldn't be talking about how there's a forest fire 5 miles away, or how there was a car wreck down the street, or how, you know, my cousin has cancer, hypothetically. Because the big enchilada is that asteroid's coming. The New York Times sat in on the meeting with the Clintons, the Obamas, the Democratic Party, and Podesta still running it. They're running the DNC. They're the headliners again. For their platform for the UN and the contact tracers. They just graduated on to the world government level. And then Biden and Harris will be their placeholders here. America's a little cog in this thing and their power. We're just slaves to be used. And they say, we will have the states secede. We will say the election is illegitimate. We will even hold our own inauguration. And we'll see who the military sides with when the cities burn. That's in the New York Times, a message to the military and the brass, everybody else, that, oh, the stock market went down 10,000 points since the contested election. This is what you'll be hearing. It'll go down another 10,000 if we don't turn it around. Trump's got to go. It's his fault. We need unity. They're going to hold this country hostage. They say they're going to hold the country hostage, and we're just sitting here flat-footed with our thumbs you know where. I am horrified that I watch Fox News, almost no mention of this. Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, please, please, please understand what's going on. Thank God Breitbart has the proper headline. Thank God some people are listening to this. I know the president gets it. He's like, well, I might not be around very much longer. You might not see me for a while. These criminals are coming after me. Yeah. Democrats' war game for election includes West Coast secession, possible civil war. It's not just West Coast secession. She said California, then led by blue states across the country. So we're watching bank robbers sit there and plan the damn thing in front of us. But they're going to rob us of our liberty, our freedom, our whole future. And then Kamala Harris, we got to get these other clips, because I saw her say this on MSNBC. And I had the guys look, and we've been able to find it. But here's the quote that reminded me. And I've seen a bunch of the Democratic Party operatives say this. You've all seen them say this, where we got to, once we get rid of Trump, we got to get his supporters and outlaw them and hunt them down and level them and destroy them and demolish them. I mean, these are the terms. And once Trump's gone, this is Kamala Harris, and once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. He will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation. For it is you who have betrayed us, Kamala Harris, June 18th, 2020. And they'll call you a racist, they'll call you criminal, and they'll point a mob at your house to go burn it down. And if you shoot back, you'll be called a white supremacist. This is race-based KKK 101 Democrat tactics, but flipped onto white people and the Republican Party and the party of Lincoln. Because the public is so stupid. The public, again, the average person does not know you die without vitamin C. Or vitamin D3 or zinc. They literally in the news think it's a conspiracy theory, and they go, the UN says you don't need that, says the head of YouTube, the CEO. The UN says you don't need zinc. I go back to that because it's like saying plants don't need water. It's like Idiocracy, where they're putting Gatorade on plants. And he goes, you know, the plants are dying, I think, because you're putting Gatorade on them. I mean, that's mainstream news. Look at that. Town hall. If you disagree with the WHO, we're pulling your content. We're under the UN. It's already here. They're burning down federal courthouses and attacking federal officers with hatchets. The federal officers are inside the building. They're hacking in. They come out. They hit them in the head with a hatchet. They try to kill us with hammers. And they go on the news and go, nobody's violent. We're nice people. Oh, and they're climbing on top of our truck with hammers, screaming, F you, I'm going to kill 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 Alex, I'm going to kill Owen, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to F you, pig, I'm going to kill you. I mean, oh, such nice people. And they beat up women and children. And new videos are out today of just people driving down the road and Antifa runs out, screaming Black Lives Matter and pointing guns at people. And the person tries to drive around them, and they go, don't hit me, and run in front of the car. And then you got black people breaking in stores in Chicago, grabbing jewelry, grabbing clothing, going, I can't breathe. Like, it's okay, I can't breathe. As long as I say I can't breathe, I can shove some more Louis Vuitton in this bag. I mean, we've been decadent, we've been evil, we've been broken down, we've been on welfare, and now it's produced scum, black scum, white scum, brown scum. Entitled scum with no empathy, no common sense, who believe, hey, you're driving a big, nice blue truck. You're white. I'm going to jump in front of you and point a gun at you. Well, don't you try to back up. And they're like, don't run me over. Don't run. They yell, don't run me over while he's backing away. It's all this mental illness. It's like magic. You can rob a place if you just say, I can't breathe. You can shoot somebody if you just say, I can't breathe. You can block traffic if you just say, I can't breathe. Well, you block the wrong person to point a gun with them. You ain't going to be breathing. So I've got so much to cover here, but I'm just trying to explain to people. Trump's all, this is my pick. It's exactly who I want. It's the very worst choice. I love it. And politically, he's right. She's the worst choice. So's Biden. Because they want weak, stupid people that aren't respected, that they control. Harris is controlled. Biden is controlled. They will do exactly what Big Tech and the Chi-Coms tell them. Joe Biden's gone on TV and said, we need to have every aspect of our lives governed by the Chinese. I'm going to play the clip again. The Washington Post says, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump. And the average liberal reads that. I have people that work at this office. Some of them I've known 18 years. I know their families. One of them sisters will not talk to him. And literally, she's white, worships Xi Jinping, and hopes he will crush America. The average leftist literally loves the dictator of China and a country that's killed 115 million of their own people. They are psychotic. They are nuts. They are crazy. They are in power. And they're backed by Jeff Bezos and all these billionaires. And they're making their move now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Portion of the public and government and corporations openly side with communist China against the United States and call for Xi Jinping to, quote, destroy our president. And you see tens of millions of citizens side with foreign powers against the existence of their very country. It's incredible. They're globalists. They believe they're conquering us, but the average person siding with it isn't. Here's Joe Biden just a few years ago saying China should guide us and influence us through every aspect of our lives. Well, they already do. They own Hollywood. Here it is.
I'm also proud that more than 160 Fortune 500 companies are operating in Chengdu high-tech zone, including pioneer American businesses like Intel, Dell, and Oracle. The U.S.-China relationship has also improved dramatically in the past 30 years. In order to cement this robust partnership, we have to go beyond close ties between Washington and Beijing, which we're working on every day. go beyond it to include all levels of government, go beyond it to include classrooms and laboratories, athletic fields and boardrooms. That's why we launched our 100,000 strong initiative to boost the number of American students studying in China each year.
Under the Communist Chinese Party. Another bellwether sign of the establishment being very, very long in the tooth. Sumner Redstone, billionaire, media tycoon, dead at age 97. An extremely evil individual who let Nickelodeon promote pedophilia, you name it. Tough, though. He was in a burning building once and held on for several hours by his hands that almost burned off. Spent the last years of his life fighting with his family over tens of billions of dollars. Built a media empire and long reigned over it. Yeah, his dad owned a string of movie theaters across the country and thought that movie theaters was what mattered. It was the venue, not the talent. He said, no, it's about content, content, content. So much of our modern media age was governed by him. Truly a visionary and also extremely evil. Dead. Now, continuing. Here's Kamala Harris. I mean, there's a bunch of these clips saying that she will have executive action to take your semi-autos. Here she is.
Let's look at the facts. One in four police officers who is killed in the line of duty by gunfire is killed by assault. Let's look at the fact that there are 4 million assault weapons in the United States, which were imported here from foreign countries. So I am also prepared, and I'm announcing for the first time today here with you, to take executive action to ban the import of assault weapons.
And she also said she was Beto O'Rourke to ban semi-autos. There's a whole bunch of these clips, but remember, they just had a Frontline piece 2 weeks against me, 2 weeks ago on PBS, saying Jones is crazy. No one wants executive action against your guns. So they gaslight you. They tell you they're going to do all this, but then, oh, we're not doing it. Here she is during the debates.
Because there are people in Washington, D.C., supposed leaders, who have failed to have the courage to reject a false choice, which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. Supposed leaders in Washington, D.C., who have failed to have the courage to recognize, you know what, you want to go hunting, that's fine. But we need reasonable gun safety laws in this country, starting with universal background checks and a renewal of the assault weapon ban. But they have failed to have the courage to act. So, Ben, here's my response to you. Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns. I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license. And by the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, the ATF has been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the F. And we need to fix that. And then...
Oh, yeah, they want to disarm us so bad they can taste it. There's a bunch of other clips where she says she agrees with Beto O'Rourke and in her official stance wants to ban all semi-autos. We'll play more of those clips coming up next hour. But, oh, she said when she's president. But she polled at 1% throughout those primaries. But the 1%, the establishment, they sure liked what they heard. So remember, she's coming after you and your family. And CNN reports that she's ready to step in when Biden decides to step aside. That's been the plan all along. And we've got Alexander Soros coming out. Very, very, very excited tweeting today that he can't wait until she's the president, because that's what this is. How do you put somebody super unpopular in? Alexander Soros is the main funder of Antifa on record. A little general that could, who believes the country should not exist at all. The article's up on Infowars.com if you want to see it. But before we go to break, I want to give the number out. I want to open the phones up in the next hour, specifically on the Democrats' announcement that they want to contest the election, have the blue states secede and then have their own inauguration and have the military take Trump out. You know, oh, that's wishful thinking. Well, they got defeated with the previous coups, but this one is 100 times more dangerous and out in the open, and they're going for broke. So we're just going to let them break the country apart and burn everything down, and then we'll try something else. They just never get in trouble. It's all illegal. And they're in bed with China. They're foreign enemies. They're collaborators against the existence of the nation. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, if you called in and didn't get through, you're on hold. We'll go to the front of the line. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, on this one subject, the election, how they're going to contest it, their plan to secede, their wargaming. What does Trump do? I'll tell you what I think he needs to do coming up next hour. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we will get you up and on the air in the next hour. We have a special guest. I'll tell you about a little bit later. Don't forget, tomorrow night I'm going to be live with a whole bunch of special guests from 7 to 10 p.m. commercial-free on the radio and TV satellites. Stations want to carry it, and the streams at band.video, infowars.com/show, and newswars.com/show. And again, I keep telling you, it's paramount. People ask, how are you taking it being totally censored 2 years ago off the Internet? I said, we already built our own infrastructure. We knew it was coming. And you're next. Well, now the president's being censored. Don't just complain about the censorship. Tell people about the live feed at newswars.com/show or band.video in the Alex Jones section of the live feed or the other live shows. Share it. Most of the time you won't get censored on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google, because they're just too brain dead, especially if you use a NewsWars link or a band.video link. Share it via text message. Share it via your email. Word of mouth. That's king. And know this. We are ending the big mega sale we had. We extended it, but had to get rid of free shipping because we're not bringing the revenue we need. It's great deals on our high-quality supplements that are selling out. So we've got to stop on the body's ultimate turmeric at 50% off. Double Patriot points this Sunday. The Living Defense, 50% off. Still good to flush yourself out. Next level probiotic. Just next level. 50% off. Vaso Beach, 50% off. Selling out. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fuse, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X, 2-day iodine spray, 50% off. X3, 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is the most important one right there. 50% off. Winter Sun to boost your immune system, D3 and K, taken under the tongue, highest quality, 50% off. Chill Force, it goes on and on. Your purchase funds this operation. Without you, we will not be here. We also have to end sometime next week because they're getting low. The Alexa Pure Breeze four-stage ion filter that they sell to us at their cost. We tack like $35 onto it to fund ourselves. Other filters on average are $400 that are comparable. They're a great deal at $250. They're selling them to us with a $35 profit in it because they're ordering a whole bunch more for the winter. They wanted to have a guaranteed amount of this order, so they dump these on the market through us because they're total fans. The same folks that own My Patriot, and we're their biggest seller, and then they just do us favors. Nobody else gets them at anywhere this price. You'll find them at $250, sold all over, $200 when they're on discount. It's 137 smackers right now, and I put them in every room of my house. Two or three of them will do a small house, five or six do a big house, but I just absolutely love them. You just change out one filter, and we'll wash it off like once a month, put it back in. The other filters don't have to be replaced. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Second hour coming up.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It was in the telecommunications.